And we're back here in the studio, just a little bit after midnight. You're listening to Destination Out. Tonight on Destination Out, an all AACM program, Association for the Advancement of Creative Musicians, and Donovan Boxey, Night Sider, jazz musician, jazz saxophone player, friend, all these things, is joining. And so glad you're here. And Donovan's last night is going to be Wednesday night, so tune in for that, his last night side. But glad we're doing this right now. And
yeah, me too.
What do you got lined up next for us?
You picked this track, duet
what
track.
Do I have lined up next?
From Muhal, Richard Abrams, and George Lewis. Duet concert they did September 24th, 2010 in New York. And Muhal on the piano, George Lewis on laptop, electronics, and trombone. And it's a piece titled Sound Dance.
Yeah, and we should mention a little bit about Muhal and George Lewis here. Muhal really is maybe, if you could pick one person that started the whole AACM, mm-hmm. it was probably him. I mean, he was one of the original founding members, lifelong member, mm-hmm. Real important person in the AACM. And
even before the organization was founded, he had the experimental band
right.
in Chicago, and that just brought tons of musicians together, and they were able to bring their own concepts and ideas, and it would give them a space to work out whatever they were thinking of, you know, any new concepts or things or whatever. They could just bring it to Muhal's place, the experimental band, and then work on those things.
Yeah, and George Lewis, the trombone player on this track, became one of the real powerful members of the AACM. The book that we've been referring to tonight was written by him about 6-7 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And great musician too. I mean, he's just
phenomenal
player. So let's hear this cut and we'll be back.
Thank you. Thank you.
This is listener-supported WCMU, a service of Central Michigan University. That was Ira Sullivan, pre-AACM, from an album called Blue Stroll, 1959. All Chicago players on that, with Ira Sullivan on trumpet, Johnny Griffin, tenor, Jody Christian, who we'll talk about here in a second, at the piano, Victor Sproul's bass, Wilbur Campbell drums, that's on the Delmark label. And we opened that set up with Mujal Richard Abrams, with George Lewis, Sound Dance Part 2, George Lewis trombone, Mujal at the piano. Joined here with Donovan Boxey, and let's talk a little bit about some of these players.
Yeah, we heard from two of some of the original founders of the organization, Jody Christian and Mujal there.
Both piano players.
Both piano players. You got to hear sort of the kind of background that Jody Christian came from.
Right, yeah, he wrote that piece. It's a blues kind of thing. Yeah,
the bebop tradition, steeped in the bebop tradition.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I think a lot of the, not all, but a lot of the AACM players, you know, came out of that bebop sound and were kind of moving in a new direction when they were hearing Ornette and Coltrane.
Yeah,
and
especially the ones that were older, like Jody and Mujal.
Right.
So.
Mm-hmm. And, Mujal passed away a couple of years ago.
I think it was just this past year, yeah.
Yeah. Really great musician, real prolific, really record a lot of great stuff.
Really nurturing.
Yeah.
You know, to younger musicians.
Right.
So.
That's one thing about the AACM that we haven't really talked about. We've been talking about all these great players that came out of it, but it's a school, it's an organization. Mm-hmm. They teach people how to play, how to write, how to, you know, put on performances. And it's been going on for a long time. And there's just, you know, an incredible amount of really great players have come out of this organization.
Yeah. I'd like to read a little bit George Lewis's book, A Power Stronger Than Itself. These are the nine purposes of the AACM that was discussed in one of the very first meetings. So, one, to cultivate young musicians and to create music of high artistic level for the general public through presentation of programs designed to magnify the importance of creative music, to create an atmosphere conducive to artistic endeavors for the artistically inclined by maintaining a workshop for the express purpose of bringing talented musicians together, to conduct a free training program for young aspirant musicians, to contribute financially to the programs of the Abraham Lincoln Center and other charitable organizations, to provide a source of employment for worthy creative musicians, to set an example of high moral standards for musicians and to uplift the public image of creative musicians, to increase mutual respect between creative artists and musical tradesmen, to uphold the tradition of cultured musicians handed down from the past, and to stimulate spiritual growth in creative artists through recitals, concerts, etc., through participation in programs. So, yeah, that sums it all up there.
Yeah, I think we could say now that they achieved all of those goals, really. One of the things that fascinates me, I don't know exactly how many, I didn't calculate how many years apart we are in age, but about 40, probably.
Yeah.
And it's interesting to me that Roscoe Mitchell, in particular, and the AACM and Art Ensemble really had a big impact on me and influenced me directly when I was younger. And I've witnessed that, excuse me, with you, with Roscoe and Leo Smith and some of the same people.
Yeah.
Kind of had the same impact on you all these years later with a lot of their current activities. It's like,
right.
It's like,
well,
they're creative. Yeah.
They're still around and they're still creating art. So,
yeah.
They're very involved with the different scenes that are around and I've been fortunate enough to be able to travel and listen to them live and talk to them and receive schooling from them in indirect ways, I guess. So, yeah. Yeah.
Well, we're going to carry on here with a few more of the original members. I pulled up a piece here from Phil Coran, one of the original members that sort of dropped away from the AAC, or, you know, the direct link, but has stayed creative his whole life playing music. Originally was a member of Sun Ra's orchestra in the 50s, so there's that link directly to Sun Ra.
Yep.
And Phil Coran had a band called the Artistic Heritage Ensemble, and they were real unique organization. He also produced his own records. We were talking about Leo Smith, but actually Phil Coran did that before Leo Smith. I didn't remember that before, but it just kind of occurred to me just now. And, you know, real active in the community. I saw him in the 90s in a small place and chatted with him quite a bit. And he was peddling discs from the stage and, you know, still kind of doing the same thing. Really, really a great player, really nice person. You know, that schooling thing we were talking about, Pete Cozy, that later played with Miles, and he played on a lot of Chess records with Howlin' Wolf and Muddy Waters, was in his original band. A couple members that formed the Earth, Wind, and Fire R&B band were part of his group. And we could go on. I mean, just a lot of really great players. I want to play a cut here. I just pulled this out. It was actually issued as a single for at first on his label. It's a piece titled El Haj Malik El Shabazz, which is Malcolm X. Malcolm X made a pilgrimage to Mecca just shortly before he was assassinated, and changed his name from Malcolm X to Malik El Shabazz. And so this piece was dedicated to that awakening, if you will, in Malcolm X from Phil Coran. And then after Malcolm X was assassinated, Phil Coran put an album out, a suite dedicated to Malcolm X, a whole album that is really a nice album. But this is a cool piece of music. It's got some of the, you know, his R&B overtones, some Sun Ra, some of the AACM small instruments. Phil Coran uses kalimbas, thumb pianos a lot, and it's got a real African, you know, sound too. So, Phil Coran. Thank you. This is listener-supported WCMU, a service of Central Michigan University. You're listening to Destination Out, turning it over here to Donovan Boxey.
We just heard music from Chico Freeman recorded in 1978, and the track was Morning Prayer. Lots of flutes on that piece. Chico on saxophones and flutes. Henry Threadgill also on saxophones and flutes. Muhal Richard Abrams on piano. Cecil McBee on bass and the cello. Steve McCall percussion, Ben Montgomery drums, and Douglas Ewart on bass flute and bamboo flute.
Yeah, really great track. We haven't really talked about Douglas yet. Ewart might hopefully get to him yet tonight. He's real important in the AACM, was the president of the AACM, I think in the 80s, mm-hmm. and famous almost as much as an instrument builder as well as a creative musician. And right. His flutes and everything, wind flutes and chimes and everything, shakers and are...
You even have a couple of...
I have, yeah, things. Yeah. Probably almost every AACM member has something or other that he built. I mean, just mm-hmm. amazing. He has things in a couple of museums in Chicago, and just an incredible instrument builder. It's a kind of a unique dimension. I remember seeing online a few years ago where he had like projects, he'd go into grade schools and have kids build like, you know, things that could spin and make noise, and they have like a whole gymnasium going, and it was pretty cool stuff, you know. Yeah. So yeah, a real interesting guy. So all, but anyway, yeah.
Yeah, it's all part of the education.
Yeah, and the idea of sound again, mm-hmm. and that piece, I really like that one. I'm a huge fan of People in Sorrow by Art Ensemble, which is a real lengthy, meditative piece, and minimalist piece. And I think it's a masterpiece from that era. We don't have time to, you know, play everything tonight, but I think that Morning Prayer we just heard is in the same sphere. It came after People in Sorrow, but that real meditative, delicate sound,
yeah,
gentle arrangement. Again, to appreciate the quality of that almost 50 years later, you have to... You know, think about the context of Albert Eiler, John Coltrane, Cecil Taylor,
Pharoah Sanders.
Yeah, and the kind of the overblown music, which mm-hmm. is great.
The fire music.
Yeah, fire music, right. Yeah. Archie Shepp. And this is stepping in a different direction, mm-hmm. but music that's equally great and holds up really well over time. It has African overtones opposed to maybe, you know, also mixed with maybe chamber classical music, kind of interesting mix of those two mm-hmm. concepts. Yeah, really interesting stuff. Mm-hmm. Also, Chico Freeman there, son of Von Freeman, a famous Chicago tenor player.
Yep.
Bruce Freeman, I think it was his uncle, drummer, played with Bobby Bradford, John Carter, and those West Coast groups. And George Freeman, really great Chicago guitar player, also recorded on Delmark. We opened that up with Phil Coran. Before that, a tune dedicated to Malcolm X from him in the Artistic Heritage Ensemble. We are at 6 minutes in front of the hour. And before, actually, I'll get to this afterwards. Let's talk about Henry Threadgill a little bit and play a tune by Air leading up to the, it's probably going to go over. So let's turn to the top of the hour stuff and then afterwards, let's get to Henry Threadgill. So
great.
Yeah, okay.